Saidbhai, I know that you have been long involved with the telecom sector in Bangladesh, and you've given your experience. I mean, what is the general level of awareness, understanding in the civil society, government, and in the telecom sector, you think about net neutrality is there?
Well, in Bangladesh, the issue of net neutrality is yet to become relevant. Actually, we have been struggling to have infrastructure neutrality in the first place. As you know, that internet or broadband, whatever we call it, if we look at its supply chain, there are very distinct four layers. One is international segment, then domestic transmission, the network, and finally, of course, the devices in the hands of the consumers. So on that front, although Bangladesh has liberalized its telecom sector significantly, but at international front, the government still retains its monopoly in submarine cable.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to give a kind of a consolation prize to the industry by issuing terrestrial optical fiber connectivity licenses. It has issued 6 licenses, but
mm-hmm.
when it comes to terrestrial connectivity, India is our only choice.
Mm-hmm.
And India is not at all a good choice,
mm-hmm.
because India is possibly the only country in the world which simultaneously exports and imports internet bandwidth from the same country, which is Bangladesh.
Okay.
As you know, that Bangladesh is also mm-hmm. also exporting internet bandwidth to the northeastern states of India.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. That's a different story. We can discuss it later, why it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, although Bangladesh has been connected with 2 submarine cables,
mm-hmm.
the second one has been activated this year,
mm-hmm.
although it was very belated. But we now have 2 submarine cables, so we have a reasonable degree of redundancy at the international front.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to domestic transmission, the government has imposed an informal duopoly. Only 2 private entities, one is Summit Communication, the other one is Fiber at Home.
Okay.
They have been given the license to do the domestic transmission business in the country.
Okay.
Actually, what the government has done, it has forbidden anybody else to roll out any optical fiber network in the country,
mm-hmm.
which is utterly absurd. I believe the government should have rather forced the mobile operators to aggressively roll out optical fiber across the country.
But isn't there, sorry for the interruption, isn't there an optical fiber network with the Bangladesh Railway and Power Development Board? That's what we heard many years back, right?
Yes, you are right. What happened is the optical fiber of Bangladesh Railway was leased out to Grameenphone in September 1997. You have correctly said the power grid company is there, what they call is OPGW,
mm-hmm.
Optical Power Groundware.
Mm-hmm.
So that asset is there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the government had earlier enacted an infrastructure sharing guideline where the sharing of all these optical fiber assets were encouraged and allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But on 11th of July,
mm-hmm.
2011, BTRC has issued a decree and it has forbidden the sharing of optical fiber by anybody mm-hmm. other than these 2 private entities.
Okay.
Now, the NTTN refers to Nationwide Telecommunication Transmission Network.
Mm-hmm.
So, these 2 providers are expected to deploy their own fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that, what they are doing is, they are taking the lease of optical fiber from Railway, from Power Grid, from BTCL,
mm-hmm.
which is a state-owned telecoms entity, and then they are reselling it.
Okay.
Therefore, the country actually has not experienced massive deployment of optical fiber despite issuing license to these 2 private entities.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when it comes to telecom infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
it requires a huge investment. And I don't think in Bangladesh, any of these local entities to have that kind of money to invest. Mm-hmm. We are talking in the tune of hundreds of millions of US dollars. Mm-hmm. And of course, just deploying optical fiber means nothing, because you have to lit up the fiber.
Mm-hmm.
You have to inject capacity into the fiber. So that requires lots of investment too.
Okay.
So for a country like Bangladesh, the best way out should have been basically introducing the structural separation.
Yeah.
So the...
And encouraging the telecom operators to lay out the network as well.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so that they don't abuse their market power to ensure that.
Okay.
But the government actually has been doing other way around. And that's why the most important issue is, in Bangladesh, actually, no metro network exists, frankly speaking. And that's why you will see in different cities whole bunch of black cables, web of cables around the city.
Yeah, yeah.
ISPs have rolled it out.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they have done it, because no fiber network, reliable fiber network exists underneath the ground.
Right.
So those shortfalls should have been addressed,
mm-hmm.
and that has not been done. But on the access front, what is happening is 3G mobile has launched,
mm-hmm.
which is certainly not broadband.
Right.
It gives a reasonable degree of access to the high-speed internet.
Yeah.
Now 4G is coming.
Okay.
And penetration of smartphone is also increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Smartphone is being assembled
mm-hmm.
locally.
Mm-hmm.
So when these developments happen at the access front,
mm-hmm.
the demand for high volume of data
mm-hmm.
at the transmission and international front increases proportionately.
Right.
That supply chain, that segment of supply chain has not been bolstered mm-hmm. and... I don't see any policy decision or any policy development at that front either.
Mm-hmm.
All I can see is the government is taking political credit of deploying optical fiber along the rural areas, but those fibers, I'm not sure how much they will benefit to the country unless the sharing mechanism of these telecom assets are clearly defined.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's from the connectivity side. I just was mostly interested because even the telecom operators are often being accused that, like, for example, they are preferring, I mean, net neutrality essentially means the principle of non-discrimination, right? From the service provider's perspective, and obviously the regulators have a role to play here. But I have seen that, I mean, some of the telecom operators are actually preferring a particular type of website. Apart from connectivity issues, do you think that this sort of access to content can also be an issue or threat to net neutrality in Bangladesh?
I don't think the market is matured enough to get exposed to that kind of risk, because you see, all the mobile operators are right now providing substandard services.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so horrible.
Yeah.
Therefore, from a user's perspective, whether any bandwidth is being throttled or not,
mm-hmm.
that issue doesn't arise in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You can argue about net neutrality in a network which is reasonably functional.
Mm-hmm.
Only then you can feel the throttling.
Mm-hmm.
But here, the network's health are so bad
mm-hmm.
that the scope of net neutrality is extremely minimal.
Uh-huh.
Because even if you throttle or even if you promote a specific website,
mm-hmm.
the end users don't get affected, or they don't get rewarded either,
mm-hmm.
because the bandwidth is so low and the connections are so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bad connections everywhere, and net neutrality is one level better
mm-hmm.
than bad connection.
Actually, there are, I have an interesting data here, which says that in November 2015, probably government banned Facebook for a while. And at that time, the data users in the country actually dropped by 30%. And I have seen that, you know, many people think that, you know, Facebook is the internet.
No, that is a wrong conception, because what happened is the government wanted to ban the Facebook.
Yeah.
But you cannot specifically block one social media.
Mm-hmm.
So the internet service providers had to shut down internet in order to comply with the government's order.
I just wanted to know one thing from your perspective, particularly for the government. I mean, I'm talking about BTRC and the Regulatory Commission. Is there anything that government can do in terms of, you know, promoting this principle of non-discrimination in the data users and preventing service provider from slowing or interfering with the transfer of data?
Well, you see, as I said, government does not, I mean, first of all, the service providers do not interfere with the speed of data, because the service providers are not in a position of gaining anything mm-hmm. by slowing down any specific website.
Right.
Because the state of network is so bad. Mm-hmm. So the government should actually take its hand off from the, I should say, infrastructure throttling.
Okay.
The government has created
yeah.
a duopoly
mm-hmm.
in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So the government should allow the market to share each other's network, each other's assets as much as possible,
mm-hmm.
and which is actually the trend all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the network becomes mature, the issue of throttling or not throttling comes. So
okay.
it's a bit premature for a market like Bangladesh, and it is artificially premature. I must emphasize on that.
I mean, the net
neutral has all the money. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It has been artificially premature.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Saeed Bhai. I think it was great talking to you.